I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mistress Carrie, weekdays 10 to 3 on WAAF. Podcasts are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
I had to play that song because it's not often there's two purple-haired people in the WAAF studio. It's Mistress Carrie, and thank you to Skillet for joining me in the studio today.
What's up? It's great to be here.
Thank you guys for getting up early. You guys are playing at the Palladium tonight with Alter Bridge and Dirty Honey, but you made the ride and got up early and tried to have as many coffees as you could.
Yep.
And we appreciate that. And as soon as you guys came in, I looked at Corey and I'm like, now there's two of us.
That's right.
Double danger, baby.
There's two purple-haired broads in the studio.
Yep. Honey, I know. That's Prince
Purple
from Purple Rain. It's a little early, but that's kind of what he sounds like. Yeah. Times are changing. We're all rich off of the new. That means you too.
Sometimes after I dye my hair, I leave purple fingerprints around. Leave like purple streaks? Because you've dyed your hair multiple colors.
Oh, yeah.
Mine's always been purple, so it's like I've got it down like black pillowcases, black sheets.
Smart.
Yeah, black towels. Nothing gets tie-dyed. It just is what it is.
Mine usually happens in a hotel room, and I always feel terrible because
I feel
everything's
bad too.
White there until I
see the maid walk in, and I'm like,
it wasn't me.
It looks like I slaughtered Grimace in that shower. I'm really sorry.
You know what? Being a touring rock band, if the worst thing that's left in a hotel room is purple dye,
seriously,
in the tub,
you're totally right.
They should be thankful.
Yeah, you know, be like, you know what?
That's all I'm saying.
They left like just a few, you know, tainted towels with purple dye,
yeah,
and we pretty much are good to go at that point.
Right.
So that's
could've
not bad.
Worse.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for coming in today.
It's great to be here. It's our first time, man.
I know. And this is the new studio, so we are still, you know, it's almost been a year.
Yes. Happy anniversary. Early anniversary.
Yes. Yeah. We christened it okay, and we think we got it down pat. So, but I don't think we've had a band with four people in here. So it's like squishing.
Certainly not one this pretty.
Yeah. Well, that's
my
fact.
Guess.
Hey. That's a fact. Like, I don't know if we could do like a full blown Slipknot show in here because there would just be too many people.
Yeah.
But we can handle Skillet acoustic.
I think so.
Yeah. And you guys brought a lot of percussion, which means that the guys downstairs are probably hearing it through the floor.
Uh-oh.
Which we like that. Every once in a while, we got to remind them who the troublemakers in the building
that's
are.
Right.
So we like that.
Break up their work week.
Yeah, exactly.
They're probably like, man, I wish somebody come and beat some drums above us for a little while. This sucks.
Yeah. So you guys out on the road with Alter Bridge and Dirty Honey. This tour is awesome.
Yeah. It's called the Victorious Sky Tour. I think we've been about 2 weeks now, or I don't know, 10 days or something like that. And having a great time.
Yeah. Now, you guys have been voted one of the hardest touring, hardest working bands in rock and roll because you're just constantly out on the road.
Yeah.
Do you get to have that attitude when you're on tour with Miles Kennedy? Because that guy, I don't even know if
work.
He sleeps.
Yeah, I would. You have to be voted hardest working band if you're not the biggest band. I'd rather be the biggest band, but since we're the hardest working band. But yeah, Miles, I mean, he's got like 17 different projects.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. It's just constant. Does the guy ever go home? Does he even have a house?
You know, I don't know these things, but I will find out and tweet you later today.
Well, I'll ask him myself when I get out to the show later on tonight.
Yeah, I don't know. But I mean, and the same with Tremonti. I mean, they've got multiple projects, always working. They have a great work ethic. And we have a really good work ethic, too. So I like being with bands that are very serious about what they do. Everybody shows up on time. Starts on time, everybody's done, and I that might sound kind of silly, but I like that. I think the fans like it better because they're not sitting around all night waiting for a band to show up.
Yeah, Miles doesn't know anything about those horror stories touring with Slash all those years. He knows nothing about
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? But even you guys got here today. You were on time.
We're punctual.
It seems like a thing now.
We're like it's, Spinal Tap.
Yeah.
We're
But do you know what town you're in?
I do not know what town. I'm in Boston now. Later
right
I'm going
now.
To be, as I am told, Worcester.
Yes, you're
is
pronouncing
how you
it correctly.
Pronounce that,
yes.
Which I thought was a joke.
No.
I thought somebody was trying to make me look stupid in
nope.
front of fans last time we played Worcester.
No, we let you look stupid if we let you pronounce it Worcester.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So, you know, I pronounced it correctly.
You did. It's like Worcestershire, like nobody knows really how to say it the right way. But, no, you got it right. Very good.
Thank you.
Speaking of Spinal Tap, because you guys spend so much time on the road, I love asking this question. What is, like, the worst prop issue, technical difficulty, like every band,
though
Spinal Tap came out like 30 years ago, every band has had that, oops, I fell off the stage, got lost, locked in the bathroom moment. What was you guys's?
We usually have one every week. Someone, yeah, so if it happens early in the week, it's like, oh, good, we got that out of the way. You know, because you know it's going to happen.
Yeah,
so
but
you,
there can be more than one.
There can be, but yeah. it's kind of like, it's like that feeling of like, oh, the universe has this for me for one time this week, probably, and it's done. We have these lifts on stage. They're like hydraulic, and they take you up, you know, 20 feet in the air. And we did finish a show, and it broke, and it was up, so we couldn't get it back down. So
who got stuck up there?
It was actually at the
One
time.
One of our string players.
It was our string, yeah, it was our cellist. We have a cellist that performs with us live, and he had gotten stuck. The other one worse. So Corey made it down all the way, which was nice, because we like her more.
Yeah.
And but yeah, he got stuck up there, and it was the end of the show, and the lights came on, and he's just up there, and that was...
Well, you got stuck coming down from the ceiling, just hanging there like
that. Oh, I forgot about that. That's true. Yeah, I did the little, you know, the fly gag when people fly on a,
yeah.
you know, like the Bon Jovi gag. And I did get stuck coming down from the ceiling.
Those harnesses are so comfortable
just
be hanging there.
There's nothing like a vice on your crotch.
Right.
Yeah, so it was.
Hold on, let me isolate that drop. I'm going to need that one later.
Yeah, that's, let's don't tweet it, but yeah.
Hashtag vice on your crotch.
Yeah,
that's going viral as we speak.
It sounds like a new Motley Crue album.
Yeah. or if you went up to someone on the street and were like, did you get that Motley Crue album from 1983, Vice on Your Crotch?
Yeah,
they would
totally
believe that it was real.
I'm sure.
How long were you hanging there?
I don't remember, actually, because, you know, it feels like an eternity when fans are looking at you, you know, because you're like, oh, my gosh, this is so embarrassing.
Just be cool and act like this is normal.
Yeah.
Right.
It was probably only 90 seconds, but it felt like, you know, a really long time. And it was clear to the fans that there was something wrong.
Right.
It wasn't like, you know.
Did you have a microphone so you could at least?
I had a microphone.
Okay, good.
And I was singing, but it was like that panicky, like, oh, my gosh, what does this mean? Because every time you do it, you're, here's the thing. When you do these, when you go to like a carnival, you don't know the people that make the rides. You just trust that everything's going to be fine. When you know the people that are they're setting your stage every single day, and you know how much they drank the night before,
right?
You're like, oh my gosh, this is it. This is how my kids are going to watch me die.
Yeah,
you know, and it's a terrible feeling.
Like I'm putting the life in my hands and in the hands of the guy that drank three bottles of Jaeger last night.
That's exactly.
And now
what it's
I'm
like.
Hanging by my crotch in front of 3,000 fans.
That's right. Drank a bunch of Jaeger at Worcester, but
right.
not a bunch of Jagermeister
in Worcester.
Worcester.
Yeah, no, there's no rock and roll credibility drinking Jagermeister in Worcester at all.
Yeah,
at all.
See, how many bands talk about this? This is great.
About
right? Jagermeister and Worcester. I can't even say them right.
Corey Taylor told me recently that the smell of Jaeger keeps him sober. That just smelling it will keep him from wanting to drink
that
anything for like
really
another decade
funny.
Because of all the dumb things we actually did together
right.
on the Jagermeister. Yeah, for sure.
I love it. I have to text Corey and tell him we've talked about him twice in our interview today.
That's right, yeah, because we talked about squeezing Slipknot in here, too.
Skillet is doing what we can to promote Slipknot. They need some help,
well,
and we're helping them.
He's another guy that's like, when do you go home because you're so freaking busy?
Oh, yeah, Corey's a hard worker as well. We've actually toured with Corey twice with Stone Sour, not Slipknot yet.
Yeah.
But maybe we can
That's
make
a
that
whole
happen.
Other thing.
Yeah.
The Slipknot thing is a whole other thing.
Yes,
there's
it
so
is.
Many people.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
there's just so many people. There's so many buses. There's so many hydraulic lifts. There's baseball bats that are on fire.
Lifts.
I was waiting at the show recently because they gave Clown a bat that's on fire. And I was like, does that really look like a good idea to give Clown a flaming baseball bat? Like, that's begging for the Spinal Tap moment. And like I said, every band gets them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of time, and I'm never lucky enough to actually catch it. That's why I have to ask you guys when yours is. Unless there's video of you hanging from the ceiling.
Oh, I'm sure there is.
Okay, we'll have to Google that
later.
We'll
figure it out.
YouTube's changed everything.
Yeah, exactly. You can't.
You can never live it down. Like,
no.
If something goes wrong, the sad thing is it's not just for those, you know, 1,000 that were there.
No, it's forever.
Yeah, I'm like, this is. The first time I'm going to go viral is because I got stuck on my drum lift, too. I'm like,
it's like a t-shirt that I saw. What happens in Vegas stays on Facebook.
That's right. Yeah. And like back when everybody had flip phones, you were like, oh, it doesn't matter the resolution. And now the new iPhone's got multiple lenses.
Oh, yeah,
and
they're going to catch that.
Yeah. You're going to get everything. Yeah. That's right. Well, you guys are all set up, so you're going to play.
Yes.
So what are you guys going to play first?
We're going to play Monster first because it's maybe one that people know. And it's easier to sing than the second one. And it's early to sing.
Right. Yeah, for you guys, it's early.
Yeah, so,
so
I'm being selfish.
All right, yeah, that's fine.
That's why we're starting with this. It's all about me up in here.
All right, here's Skillet acoustic here in the WAAF studio. That's Skillet here in the WAAF studio. Monster acoustic. Of course, Skillet playing with Alter Bridge and Dirty Honey tonight at the Palladium in Worcester.
Worcester,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Playing out of Worcester.
Yeah, no.
That's how we talk where I come from.
I know. So the accents, this band is probably the most eclectic when it comes to accents because you've got Tennessee, you've got Wisconsin, you've got England. Seth, where are you from? Please tell me like Ohio or...
Ohio, but my grandmother.
Yeah, see?
So you could throw me into the Tennessee.
Yeah, so it's like, it's a little bit of everything.
That's what Skillet is. In fact, true fact, a true dumb fact that no one will care about is that that's why we call the band Skillet, because we were all from different bands, and it was like taking all these different ingredients and throwing it. Somebody said, it's like throwing it all into a skillet and seeing what you cook up.
Yeah.
And then somebody said, you should call it Skillet, that'd be funny. And I was like, okay.
And then it worked.
And as it ends up, not funny and not a good name, but here we are. It was the 90s. Remember all the weird band names in the 90s?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of weird band names even. Yeah. I just asked the guys from Dinosaur Pileup about their band. You know what I mean? It's like...
I think that's worse than Skillet.
Yeah.
I don't know, JK. But for real, the first time that I heard the name Korn, I was like, Korn?
Yeah.
Like something you eat?
Or Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, Limp Bizkit. Weird names.
Yeah, but weird names. But they... Then you can't imagine them not being that.
Totally.
Like, you can't imagine Skillet not being Skillet now.
You know, it helps when you see it written down. Like, the first time I saw Korn written down, I'm like, oh, okay.
Because you need the K.
It starts with a K, which makes it sound killer with a K. And then all of a sudden, the band becomes that symbol. And that's what Korn. You see the Korn symbol, and you get the feeling of their music, you know.
My mom said that she was going to name me Brandy. And Mistress Brandy doesn't roll off the tongue as well. So it's like, okay, well, I'm glad.
Mistress Jaeger, man.
Yeah.
Not Brandy. You know what I mean?
Can you guys hang out for a bit?
Yeah, baby.
Can we hang out? Mm-hmm. All right, so we'll be back. We got Skillet here in the WAAF studio. So we're back in the WAAF studio with Skillet, who has joined me here before their show tonight with Alter Bridge and Dirty Honey at the Palladium. Now, you can get the details on the concert page at WAAF.com. We were just talking because you were talking about recording in L.A.
Yeah.
And I was just out there broadcasting. We were just talking off the air about, like, walking around in a place like L.A. where pretty much everyone's famous. So it's like every time you turn around, you're like, wait, that guy was in that movie. Wait, that guy was in that movie. It's like you.
And if they're not famous, they look like they should be.
Yeah.
You know, it's like everybody there's gorgeous, you know, and this is what I've learned. Don't go to a restaurant in Hollywood because all the people serving you don't want to be there because they want to be models.
Right. They
want
to give you their resume while they bring you your hash browns.
Yeah. And I'm like, so they're all, you know, I'm like, hey, I'm a nobody. I know you think I'm a famous baseball player. I'm not. I'm a white guy with a beard. You know what I'm saying? We all look the same. I'm not a baseball player. I'm not a UFC fighter.
Yeah, the beard thing is kind of a new thing for you.
Yeah, about newer, 3 or 4 yeah. years. Yeah. Got my beard going, you know. It's been about 3 years.
But it's good. Like, do you put the beard conditioner in
Not
it and
do
all
I
the stuff?
I put the beard conditioner. I make my own. I sell my own. You can get it on Amazon.
Oh, my God.
It's true. John Cooper Beard. Go on Amazon and put John Cooper Beard, and it'll show up. And my products are all natural, and they're all awesome. Okay?
You can never get rid of the beard now because you have a line of stuff.
You want to know the truth? The reason I kept my beard, this is all coming back around. Okay.
Oh, God.
Recording in LA on our last record a few years ago, as I said, and we had gone down to this bar grill, and I had not shaved because we didn't have shows for like 3 months, and I didn't, so I'd grown a smaller beard, but it was a big enough beard. And I went up to the bar to order some food, and there was this dude sitting in the bar, and he was extremely muscular, and he had all these tats all over him. And I went there, and he looked at me, and he goes, "What's up, beast?" And I said, "What's up?" And he's like, "Beast, you look like a beast with that beard." And I was like, "I am never shaving this.
Yeah, I am such a badass.
I am so cool now because I've been apparently a pretty boy, and guys don't like pretty boys. For the very first time in my life, somebody thought that I was scary looking, and I'm like, I'm never shaving this beard.
Yeah, see, there you go. Now you got to keep it.
And now I'm scary. I'm mean and scary.
Yeah,
you can tell, right?
You just have to embrace it. That's why I call myself the baddest bitch in Boston, because then if I'm a bitch to you, you can't say I didn't warn you.
Well, that sounds very true.
It just is.
Yeah,
it just is that way.
Is that going to be on your tombstone, since we were talking about tombstones?
Yeah, well, because that was one of the things we went in L.A. You know, you have to go to those cemeteries. Like, I went and saw Ronnie James Dio, and I went and saw Lemmy and Johnny Ramone and Chris Cornell. It's like, if you're going to go there, I feel like you have to pay homage to the greats that are there, you know? Yeah. And it was really funny because the Forest Lawn Memorial Park, where Lemmy and Dio are, is huge. I mean, Michael Jackson is there. Like, there's all these people there. And we had to go up to one of the caretakers at the cemetery to ask for directions. And we literally walked up to him. And before we even told him who we were looking for, he was like, "You need to go up the hill." And he knew exactly. Like, what? Can you tell him going to see Lemmy from Motorhead? Like, do I look like that?
You have that good old fashioned aces in the sky look about you.
Yeah, like,
you know?
I'm not looking for Walt Disney. What, you think I'm here looking for Dio? Oh, fine. Fine. So I want to talk to you about this song that you're about to play, because it's not just successful on the radio, but now, like, it's becoming a sports anthem, and the WWE is getting... How did this all happen with Legendary?
Oh, man, we owe WWE a lot, honestly, because they were also the first people to ever support our song Monster, of course, which we played years ago. They were the very first people that were like, "We love this song, and we want to play it," and actually really... Because of their support, that pushed it to radio, which is a huge thing.
Yeah.
So our career, the fact that we are still around, is very in part due to support from WWE. So,
well, and you're scary looking, and you look like a badass with the beard.
Now that I have a beard, I deserve it. But, you know, no. but yeah, so you know, they picked it up. Legendary is the theme song for Raw. The season just debuted this past Monday, and it was awesome. Mm-hmm. It was so cool watching the thing, wasn't it? We were watching the bus, like, oh my gosh, so much fireworks.
Yeah. So you you will admit that when your song gets used for stuff, that you do watch it.
Oh, yeah.
God.
Yeah, okay.
We'll freak out.
People will be like, "No, I don't watch it." But you do watch it.
I always make fun of people. I'm always like, bands always act like they have to be cool.
That's what I'm saying.
And I'm the opposite. I'm like, OMG, I'm watching myself on I'm tweeting, texting everybody I know, videotaping myself, watching it.
Look, if you wrote a song that was going to be on national television, you'd sit down with popcorn with your mom and watch it. Come on now. Don't lie.
Sit down with your mom. And watch it.
Hey, listen, Lynn's a freak dog. Okay? Just careful.
Mistress Lynn.
Just careful of the mom, dude. I'm telling you, I came from someplace. Okay?
That's another good quote. You're throwing them out like diamonds.
I know. We're going to make them all buttons the next time you guys come in.
Definitely.
It's scratching a vice. And
she's throwing out like diamonds. like diamonds.
She's in town, too.
Is she really? Is?
Rihanna's been hanging out eating wings at the poorhouse all week. Yeah.
Well, we'll be there.
Weird.
Too.
Yeah.
I thought you meant she was performing. I was going to guess she'd have a bigger
crowd. No, she's in town for something. I don't know what she's doing in town, but people just keep taking pictures of her. She keeps going back to the same bar every day and eating the wings there.
She feels like home. It's hard to find a place that feels like home on the road.
Yeah, that is true.
You find a place with a nice server. Yeah. That's not, you know,
trying to get you the resume because they want your resume. Yeah.
Then you're going to keep going back to the same place.
We totally do that.
Totally.
When you come
and this
to
is
New
Boston,
England,
where everybody knows your name, maybe she found her Cheers.
That Netflix just got the rights to all of those episodes.
Oh,
they're going to put them all.
Cheers.
Did
Cheers
really?
Was my favorite show for nearly 20 years.
Well, you're going to be able to binge it on Netflix pretty soon because they're bringing it back.
Yeah.
But when you guys come to town. Do you do like that? We need to go get lobster. We need to go get clam chowder. Like, do you do that stuff?
We're always busy doing radio things.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to fill up your day, dude.
That's right. I would be where somebody knows my name. No. We every once in a while we do, but usually it's just about the show, you know? And I always find if I have too much, this is true, if I have too much fun in the day, I'm tired by the end of the
day.
By the time I see the fans, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so tired. So I always kind of chill out. But if we have a day off, that's
different.
Then we ask people, where do we need to go? Where do we need to get the lobster? And then we go do it on
and
a day off.
And it's great that social media is that connection to the fans now because you can ask them those questions.
Oh,
like,
yeah, where's
where
the
can
best
I get the best pizza? Where can I go to
that's
get the best,
right.
All of that stuff. And you know they'll steer you the right way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's how we do it. Day off is fun. We save our fun for days off.
Yeah. Today's
it's called delayed
work
gratification.
Day. That's right.
That's right. Read
about
it, kids.
I'm going to make you work again and play another song now. So
okay.
The theme song of Raw now, which debuted this Monday.
Mm-hmm.
This is legendary. It's Skillet in the WAF studio.
Usually so.
That's Skillet here in the WAF studio. Tonight with Alter Bridge and Dirty Honey at the Palladium, and a lot of people chiming in on the text line. They want to give you suggestions on where to go while you're in Worcester tonight. You got to go to Coney Island Dogs and go get a hot dog at Coney Island. If you guys are up for lunch and you're looking for a place to go before the show at the Palladium tonight, Lou, your record guy, he knows where he's going. You gotta go.
Are you sure Lou knows what he's doing?
I'm pretty sure. I've known Lou a long time. I'm fairly certain he knows where he's going. Yeah. Thank you guys so much for coming in. It was awesome having you guys.
Love
and
being here.
Cannot wait to see the show tonight.
Thank you so much. Thanks, everybody, for listening, supporting. Thanks for playing the tune.
Yeah.
It's good to meet y'all and hang out.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice to have you guys in. And I like seeing the bands unplugged and then being able to then go right to the show and see you do it completely blown up.
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean? Like totally plugged in and
different energy.
Yeah. And it's one of those things where if it's a good song, it's a good song no matter how you do it.
Reach, yeah.
Sure.
And so being able to strip it down, but then going to the show and seeing it with all of the lights and the pyro and the hydraulics you get stuck
mishaps.
On and hanging from the ceiling and to see it with all of that stuff is very cool.
Awesome.
So I appreciate you guys making the effort and coming into the studio today. We really appreciate it. We got everything up on video for WAF.com, so you'll be able to check out the video. And we're going to have them sign the studio guitar, and we'll be back with more.
Mistress Carrie, weekdays 10 to 3 on WAAF. Podcasts are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.